Now, as Halloween approaches, we're looking at two of the most iconic figures in Gothic literature, Dracula and Frankenstein's monster. Did you know that the authors of these famous works, Bram Stoker and Mary Shelley, both have a familial connection to a town in County Donegal? Our reporter, Mark McMenamin, has the story.
Frankenstein and Dracula created, you know, these modern archetypes, mythic figures who have broken free of the novel that first gave them birth, and kind of they now populate all areas of popular culture.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The books are a good 56 years apart. They're written almost in the same way. They are somewhat a type of morality tale or whatever, but they're also shock and horror.
The Gothic novels Dracula and Frankenstein, or to give it its proper title, the modern Prometheus, have a lot in common. However, a lesser-known fact is that both authors' maternal grandmothers are buried in the same church, St. Anne's Church of Ireland, in Ballyshannon, County Donegal. Bram Stoker's grandmother was Charlotte Thornley of Sligo. The Stoker family fled to Ballyshannon during the cholera epidemic of 1832. According to Professor Jarlath Killeen of Trinity College Dublin, that incident is one of many influences on Stoker's writing.
The family fled Sligo to go to Ballyshannon during the period of the epidemic in Sligo. But we have to remember that the 19th century saw a wave of epidemics, a wave of cholera pandemics, five of them overall. So there was a huge anxieties around the spread of disease, about deterioration and death from disease, about quarantine, about control of the spread of disease. So that's definitely feeding in, just wave after wave of cholera epidemic in the 19th century.
The cholera story is an interesting one because Charlotte wrote about the cholera and her parents' remembrance of it.
This is Brian Drummond, a local historian from Ballyshannon. According to Brian, death was a major influence on the young Stoker. Images of coffins, plague, and the undead were hugely prevalent during his visit to Ballyshannon.
She talks about the move from Sligo to Ballyshannon to Donegal town, and the epidemic, and also how it affected people, and the death, and how people were being buried, and buried quickly. There is folklore. She speaks about graves and corpses and the plague, but she also writes about the shortage of coffins, the pitch cloth and rotten bodies. But then there's this interesting thing, this kind of folklore, this kind of image of some people were not quite dead when placed in, so you have this undead. And while people talk about his inspiration, Bram Stoker's inspiration for Dracula, people think that he got it from the famine and that time, but this is about 10 years earlier or more. And it's more likely he's referring back to the stories of his mother and grandmother about the cholera plague.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Similarly, Mary Shelley also has a maternal connection to Ballyshannon. Local historian Brian Drummond.
If we look at Mary Shelley, her grandmother was Elizabeth Dixon Ballyshannon. We know primarily about her from a guy called Hugh Allingham, who is William Allingham, the poet's half-brother. He published a book called Ballyshannon's History and Antiquities in 1879. And he refers to this to notable people in the area. And one of them was Elizabeth Dixon, who lived in the main street. We're talking about the 1780s, 1790s, whatever. And he says the family are engaged with the wine trade and are said to have resided on the main street.
Elizabeth Dixon's daughter, Mary Shelley's mother, was Mary Wollstonecraft, the pioneering feminist writer.
When Allingham is writing about Elizabeth Dixon, he talks about her daughter, who is destined to become celebrated by the brilliancy and versatility of her literary talents. And she was married to William Goodwin, and Goodwin was a philosopher, a novelist, and a historian in his own time, a man of his own note.
In 1797, William Goodwin and Mary Wollstonecraft had a daughter together, also named Mary. Her life was marked by death and tragedy from the very beginning, as Wollstonecraft suffered a serious postpartum infection after giving birth.
And she dies 11 days after the birth of Mary. And Mary Goodwin, when she's about 16 years old, she actually runs away and marries a guy called Shelley, the man himself, the poet. They were married in 1816. And she obviously goes on to write Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus.
According to Jarlath, the common theme of death is clear in both novels, as well as the portrayal of the human spirit and its need to conquer death, something that was no doubt a huge factor on both the writing of Bram Stoker and Mary Shelley.
They have in common this question about, are there ways in which human beings can either expand their life or eliminate death entirely? You know, think about Frankenstein. It's about breaching the boundaries of death, bringing a corpse back to life. And what is Dracula but a walking corpse? And he has died and has somehow managed to resurrect himself. And yeah, I think that feeds into what these texts are about, which is about, you know, how does death give life meaning? And are there ways in which we can overcome death and bring the next life to birth here on Earth, rather than waiting for whatever's going to happen in religious terms? And they are obsessed with, you know, destroying death.
It's alive! Oh, in the name of God! Now I know what it feels like to be God!
Mark McMenamin was reporting there on two of Gothic literature's most iconic works, Dracula and Frankenstein, and their authors' family ties to Ballyshannon, County Donegal.